Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A year ago, we had several long conversations here in my office, mainly my producer did, with Kevin Tillman, brother of Pat Tillman. And he didn't want us to talk about some of the things he said and believed at that time. And then, of course, because of people hammering him and calling him so much, he said, look, just call me back in a few months and I may be ready to go public. And we called back in a few months. We had gotten his phone number through somebody that we knew that knew him. The number had changed. And then we didn't even try to track it down again. We said, look, we're just going to leave him alone and see if this all comes out. It has come out, okay? Now, about 3 months ago, we went on air and said it's clear that he was murdered. The Army colonel that did the investigation said there was evidence of foul play. That was even in the San Francisco Chronicle and several other major newspapers. So this was not a secret at that point. Now we have the Army medical report. They triple-tapped him up close in the head. They murdered him. And they were coming after his brother as well because they cannot have a brother go join the military to help his other brother, Kevin, get in there, be the big propaganda boon, leaving the NFL millions a year to go join the Army Rangers and to go to Afghanistan and Iraq and to find out it was all a fraud. He saw the same things that Corey Rowe saw in Afghanistan, where they would stage events and claim they were fighting Al-Qaeda, where they would capture Taliban and they'd be ordered to release them. It is a staged event. And he and his brother began writing about this right before he was killed. Well, now it is mainstream news. It came out on Keith Olbermann last night briefly. The Associated Press hid the facts in plain view with a nondescript headline that went on to admit that the Army doctors believed he had been murdered. Now, even if you're the best rifle shot out there with an M16, it's very hard to triple tap someone with close bullets together in the head, because when the first one hits, the head's going to pop back and move violently. When the next one hits, I mean, even though they're just a few feet behind each other, this is what happens. And he had three bullet holes very close to each other. Now, they'd already shot him in the chest and legs. He'd gotten behind a rock. He was saying, stop, you know it's me. They walked right up and executed Pat Tillman. And this is the reports we've gotten. Special forces, some type of black operators, were inserted into their unit. And they just tapped him right in front of everybody. Now, this is also what happened with Private Lynch. As soon as it came out that she cowered in fear, as soon as it came out that the Army used her for propaganda to get women in the military, they used her as a boon. She cowered in fear. It was a black guy, a white guy, and it was mainly, I forget his name, I've got to pull the articles, a Hispanic fella that actually fought off a bunch of the Iraqis and did kill a bunch of them until they did shoot him at close range. She cowered in fear the whole time in the back of the truck. She cowered at the hospital. They staged that whole deal. And when it came out that she had staged this, or that the military had staged this, and that the whole event was a fable, within 1 week, they killed four people that were part of the rescue and one person who had been saved. And, I mean, they would come to middle-class neighborhoods and double-tap in the head. They reported a man in a black mask and uniform popped up over the back fence, fired two rounds into my son's head as he stood at the barbecue pit from 20 yards away. Total precision. Other people would be pulled over. They would be drowned in a puddle of water. Others would be have their head bashed in, thrown off bridges. I mean, they were killing people just to keep that story going. Now it's out. We'll cover it when we get back, ladies and gentlemen. New evidence clearly indicates Pat Tillman was executed. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Right now, we got to make sure this story gets through the gatekeepers. That's what they do. They murdered Pat Tillman.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right. You need to not just read the new article that's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now that needs to be sent out to the four winds, every hill and mountain. Get out there and scream this out because they're desperately trying to censor it. They murdered him to stop his free speech and to shut him down. He was going to come back. This has been on the record. This has even come out mainstream news. And he was going to speak out against the war, calling it illegal and a fraud, saying there were no WMDs. He was in Iraq. He was in Afghanistan, sent back to Afghanistan and killed. Pat Tillman learned the truth that it was all a fraud. And just like they tried to use Jessica Lynch, and they killed a bunch of people to cover that up, she went public and said, okay, it's a hoax, it's a hoax. That was her words. It's a hoax, it is a fable, it is a construct. She said all three of those things. It is a hoax, it is a fable, it is a construct, it isn't real. I didn't fight anybody. I was afraid. I cowered. The government tried to take the heroism of the other people involved, the men, and they tried to use it as a poster girl for the military. And when people started shooting their mouths off, the government sent hitmen out to murder them. Do you understand the cold-blooded individuals we're dealing with? Understand military psychology. Going back 1,000-plus years, where they would put hundreds, if not thousands, of their troops out in the open or in a gorge where they knew they'd be ambushed to draw an enemy out, it was simply a sacrifice of troops. That is routinely done now, where you send a whole unit or it could be a even larger group up a hill or into an area where you know they're going to be wiped out, to draw out and to just learn enemy troop strength levels. That is in 101 West Point military manuals, by the way. That's in current strategia. Now, the general public that doesn't even know what the word strategia means, I'm not being mean to you. I'm saying you better start learning. Well, going, they don't do things like that. So, see, once you have that attitude, it's, yeah, let's kill 3,000 people. It'll get our war launched. It's for the greater good. Or, yeah, too bad for Pat. He's misguided. Go ahead and send in the men to get rid of him. And this is how the whole thing works. That's why a couple years ago I was at a TV studio, and they had a radio studio, and they, right before I went on, they had this guy who'd written a propaganda book that I knew was put out by the Pentagon because I'd already read about it, and he was this young individual, and he was in there propagandizing for the Afghanistan war, and I walk in during the break, and I go, because they were getting ready for me to come in. And I said, you know, what about the airlift of evil flying people out? And he gave me this knowing look for just a second, kind of like a window opening, like, oh, he knows. And I could just tell the guy was a spook. And I said, so you're running domestic operations. You're still in the military. And he went, well, we're fighting for America. I'll just say that. Who are you? And I went, I'm Alex Jones. He went, oh. And I went, yeah. Were you involved in any of that stuff with Gruckheimer, where they were exterminating whole groups? He goes, yeah, I know Gruckheimer. And all of a sudden he kind of bowed up and he went, and I went, let me tell you something, you little spook. I said, we're going to expose what you're doing and you will be defeated. Operative running around domestically. I am not putting up with this stuff anymore. And you better stop being naive, okay? I just want you to realize that we are in serious, serious trouble right now. Now, I am going to, we have Corey Rowe and Tom Rowe coming up in 20 minutes. Talked to Corey at length yesterday. We'll give you just a short and sweet skinny of what happened. Also, Tom Rowe, great guy, is going to be popping in with his son. Then, in the middle of the show, we have Dr. Jerome Corsi on. They'll also be in studio soon. That's just another issue. And we've got Jessica Wilson, who literally had two cops, huge cops, sandwiched themselves on the intelligent and lovely young lady. I've now seen video of it. It's not just of her being grabbed from her camera view, but the cops sandwiching her. And we'll talk about that whole spin and how Fox News yesterday had her on and said, yeah, North American Union is a good idea, Amero's a good idea, but she's bad because she's a conspiracy theory and says it exists, but that it's still a good thing. See, that's the psychological warfare. And if we have time, we'll air some of her interview from Fox, because they tried every trick in the book on this poor young lady. So she's going to be popping in as well today. Let me get into Pat Tillman right now. Folks, this news could bring the neocons down. This news could bring them down right now. New evidence clearly indicates Pat Tillman was executed, as we told you over a year ago. Army medical examiners concluded Pat Tillman was shot 3 times in the head from just 10 yards away. Actually, it says from 10 yards or closer. They said there's no way it could be any further than 10 yards. And it's hard, and even in this situation, to triple tap somebody from 10 yards perfectly in the head. It says that no evidence of friendly fire damage at scene. That's the Army report that they squashed. Army attorneys congratulated each other over the cover-up. That's now been released. They admit they covered it up. Wesley Clark concludes orders came from the very top to murder pro football star because he was about to become an anti-war political icon. They could not deal with this. They could not deal with him. I saw an editorial a few months ago in a major paper by a former military individual going, all right, he was killed by friendly fire, and we knew. And we lied about it. You don't want this good man to die and not let his death be used for the great fight against Al-Qaeda. Yeah, we lie, but that's good. See, yeah, Jack Bauer tortures kids on TV. That's what good guys do. Yeah, we lie. You see, folks, they just accept this. But see, there's another lie. They went in there and they murdered him. And they shot him, reportedly, from about 50 yards away. Didn't kill him. Body armor deflected most of it. But depending on the two reports, but they're basically the same. He got shot a bunch. Got a bunch of burst into him. Of course, it didn't deflect all of it. Some of the rounds, he went through the body armor. He had, you know, shoulders were shattered, shot in the legs. He gets behind some rocks. He starts screaming, "I'm Pat Tillman. I'm Pat Tillman." Looks like he put his hand up. They shot that. And then he got mad and forced himself up on one leg and stood up, and they just ran right up and went boom, boom, boom. Triple burst. Right in the head. And had a big celebration. Yeah! Yeah, that little traitor! That little liberal! Of course, they were all, of course, the hitmen they sent were jealous, of course, of a real man. Turning out, what, $3 million a year? All the power, all the women, all the prestige, everything. Somebody who actually went and signed up because at first he believed the propaganda. And because he wanted to be there with his brother. So, that's what they did. And we've got detailed reports out on it. We're going to be talking more about it as the show progresses here. This will be a test of the alternative media. Are we going to let them suppress this story? Astounding new details surrounding the death of Pat Tillman clearly indicate that top brass decided to execute the former pro football star in cold blood to prevent him from returning home and becoming an anti-war icon. He would have ended the war single-handedly. They'd have tried to dig up dirt on him. It wouldn't have worked. These same criminals then engage in a sophisticated conspiracy to create a phony, quote, friendly fire cover story. This is all admitted now. Shocking new facts emerged about the case last night, but were brazenly and bizarrely underplayed by the Associated Press under nondescript headlines like "New Details of Tillman's Death," a complete disservice to the horrific implications of the new evidence carries. This is from the AP. Army medical examiners were suspicious about the close proximity of the three bullet holes in Pat Tillman's forehead and tried without success to get authorities to investigate whether the former NFL player's death amounted to a crime, according to documents obtained by the Associated Press. But let's go further. We have the Army colonel saying that they believed it was a homicide and were told to shut up and falsify reports. They wouldn't. They called in other higher-level brass to do it. We're also looking into deaths. It appears we're on this trail that there have been a bunch of deaths in the unit now, non-military related. Oh, yeah, and the hitmen that did this, you can bet they're not going to be alive long, you know, if they're not already pushing up daisies. You fools. The medical evidence did not match up with the scenarios described. A doctor who examined Tillman's body after he was killed on a battlefield in Afghanistan in 2004 told investigators. The doctors, whose names were blacked out, said that the bullet holes were so close together that it appeared that Army Ranger was cut down by an M16 fired from a mere 10 yards or so away. The report also stated that no evidence at all of enemy fire was found at the scene. No one was hit by enemy fire, nor was any government equipment struck. The article also reveals that Army attorneys sent each other congratulatory emails for keeping criminal investigators at bay as the Army conducted an internal friendly fire investigation that resulted in administrative or non-criminal punishments. So there was no evidence whatsoever of friendly fire, but the ballistics data clearly indicated that the three headshots had been fired from just 10 yards or closer, and that the Army tried to concoct a hoax friendly fire story that sent gloating, back-slapping emails congratulating each other over their success while preventing the doctors from exploring the possibility of murder. How can any sane or rational individual weigh this evidence and not come to the conclusion that Tillman was deliberately gunned down in cold blood? The evidence points directly to it, and the motivation is clear. Tillman abandoned a lucrative career in pro football immediately after 9/11 because he felt a rampaging patriotic urge to defend his country, and because it became a poster child for the war and recruiting on terror as a result. But when he discovered that the invasion of Iraq was based on a mountain of lies and deceit and had nothing to do with defending America, he became infuriated and was ready to return home to become an anti-war hero. And we've got his quote stuff, letters he wrote, his diary. The government took that, by the way. Oh, yeah, they took it all. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Over the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
To hear Wesley Clark, Keith Overman. This video clip's going up on PrisonPlanet.com in the next few minutes, also at JonesReport.com. And they get into, well, the mother thinks he may have been murdered. Well, no, that's the Army colonel who was there investigating. That is now the transcripts. That is the evidence. Okay, I mean, there was no enemy within hundreds of miles. They were out in the middle of nowhere. They take him out there and they execute him. He's begging for his life, and they come right up and shoot him. He's saying, "You idiots, it's me." They walk right up and shoot him and then cover the whole thing up. Right when he's writing his diary and writing letters home and saying, "I'm going to go public when I get back." They murdered him, period. And regardless, if you kill somebody by accident and then cover it up, that now becomes manslaughter. And then has a bunch of conspiracy charges on it. That's what these people do. Now let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
General Clark, let me turn from this story. We expected to spend all of our time with you tonight talking about this, but there have been two developments in the Pat Tillman story, a fiasco. There's no other word for it now. And this awful report tonight, parsing through these documents obtained by the Associated Press that indicate that Army investigators were denied permission to see whether or not Pat Tillman's death in Afghanistan as an Army Ranger was a deliberate fragging, was a case of murder, even though the shots were seemingly so close together in his head that they looked to the doctors on the scene that they might have been fired from only 10 yards away. Not only was their access denied here, but the Army lawyers were congratulating themselves in email traffic from keeping this from becoming a criminal investigation. Do you think this case is still wide open?
Absolutely, and it should be. The evidence of some problems is very, very clear. Mary Tillman and the Tillman family have been incredibly courageous in pursuing the truth in this, and the truth is not yet out. If there's even a hint that there was something like a homicide or a murder in this case, it should have been fully investigated and proved or disproved. And we don't really know how far up. Was it the Secretary of Defense's office? Was it the White House? Where did the idea that you shouldn't give any indication of what happened to Tillman, just go ahead and go through with the burial ceremony, give him the Silver Star, where was that idea blessed? You can be sure that that idea did not originate or stop at the 2 or 3 star level. That was, someone approved that all the way to the top because Pat Tillman was a political symbol used by the administration when it suited their purposes.
Well, we have assumed from the beginning that that was exactly the scenario, that this possibility that his death from friendly fire would somehow affect, in some way that neither of us has ever been able to understand, somehow affect people's appreciation for his patriotism and sacrifice. Does it not begin to look more and more like that we're going the wrong direction in this, that they were not trying to protect something slightly negative from coming out, but in fact they're protecting the accusation that his mother has made and has not gotten a lot of attention to, that perhaps he was indeed murdered? Were we actually underestimating what was being covered up here?
It's very possible. We just don't know, Keith. I think the responsible thing for the Pentagon to do and for the Congress to do is to demand that the investigation be reopened and people all the way up the chain of command to the very top discuss what happened, when, why. We get to the facts about why the murder charge wasn't fully investigated. I looked at some of the investigations. I looked at the tape. I looked at the rerun of the scene. I met with the Tillman family. And honestly, the distance, even in, the investigator said that the shots were fired at less than 100 meters. And okay, the light was failing, but he had a clearly recognizable silhouette. His weapon was clearly visible, the type of weapon. It's really hard for people to understand this. The investigation needs to be real.
All right, yeah, he was triple tapped. Now it's come out that first they were saying he wasn't even shot in the head, that the bullet holes are like 2 inches apart, all three in a 2-inch spread. I mean, that is super shooting if it was 50 yards away. I mean, that is just incredible shooting at 100 yards away. They shot him all over. They shot him first and he fell down, folks. And he's screaming and yelling, "I'm Pat Tillman." And they marched right up and killed him. Okay? And it's the same thing with Jessica Lynch. But see how this blows up in their face? If they wouldn't have killed him, he'd have come back. They could have tried to discredit him. It wouldn't have gone well for him, but by them murdering him, it's going to end up being 10 times worse for him. Just like making the whole Private Lynch thing up. Got worse for him. Didn't matter who they killed, it still came out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's NightSkin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. NightSkin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try NightSkin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try NightSkin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. NightSkin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try NightSkin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms? You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. That's spelled SACROWEDGY.com or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
The mess up that we make will be mine. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on
back, ladies and gentlemen. We got Corey Rowe on the line with us. Your phone calls did get him to release him from Fort Drum. They gave him his papers and said, "We don't know why we have you. You have an honorable discharge." And they said, "Who are you? What is going on? We've never seen this." And then he said, "Look, this already happened 18 months ago. I'm going down to Fort Campbell." They're on the Kentucky-Tennessee line. He is there now trying to straighten all this out. And joining us, the buildings are all basically bunkers, so he's outside right now via cell phone because his cell won't work inside. Corey, it's glad to see you getting clear of all this baloney.
Hey, so thanks for having me on, man. You know, it's It's been crazy so far, and I'm sure it's going to continue to be crazy for another week or so. I'm down here, you know, going through paperwork, talking with people, trying to figure out what's going on. But, you know, at the same time, I just really want to, first off and foremost, thank everyone for their support. I mean, the support coming from everyone has just been completely overwhelming. The phone calls that these institutions received, I mean, they've had to have actual press secretaries respond. I mean, it's the amount of support has just been increasingly and overwhelming. And I just really want to say thank you to everyone out there who made a phone call or sent a letter or you know, even just kept me in their prayers, because it's really important. And, you know, this is not just a single case. I mean, they're doing this all across the military to all kinds of different soldiers, trying to get them back here, trying to get them to go back over to Iraq, because they don't have the retention and the reenlistment and the actual enlistment that they're trying to achieve. And, you know, they're doing this across every branch of the military. There's soldiers down here. I'm on Fort Campbell right now, sitting outside Second 187, and there are soldiers that have been stop lost and involuntary extended now for over 2 years of their contracted date. They are getting sent back again now. This is for their fourth tour in Iraq, and they're not getting sent anywhere nice, people. They're getting sent to the Triangle of Death south of Baghdad. I don't remember the exact name of the town, but the battalion that is there now has an average of losing one soldier a week.
It's Tikrit.
Yeah, it's a town around Tikrit. It's not actually Tikrit, but it's in that area just south of Baghdad, where they're going to be headed. And, you know, and they're just putting more soldiers in harm's way. And people.
And by the way, all these armchair quarterbacks say, "Oh, who cares if they make these boys stay there four or five tours?" Hey, my grandfather only had to do 22 missions over Europe. I mean, in World War II, you had 1 year. Vietnam, you had 1 year. Since when do you have to? Corey, let's go through A, how you actually got picked up, the facts, what really happened, and then let's walk through what we just lost him. Get him back on. That's what I thought I heard, a drop there. Let's get him back on. Really bad cell reception out there. Just get him back on. But I just talked to him again. Yes, he has his papers. He was honorably discharged. And there was some talk of an automatic re-upping, a stop loss. And by the way, here in my office, Weldon Henson, honorably discharged from the Air Force. He said when he went to sign out of his papers like a year ago, they tricked him and because you're signing like when you're buying a house, like 20 papers. And he's flipping through, reading, and he goes, "Wait, this is a re-sign up." And they just were giggling. I mean, folks, that's how criminal it is. Weldon Henson, that works in my office, you know, high and tight haircut right now, conservative, you know, sings country music in the bars here in town. I mean, gung-ho. It woke him up. They tried to trick him in his paperwork, slipping a paper in that would sign him up for a couple more years. In fact, I was talking about having him on air today. He's in there right now. I might drag him in here. Your phone cut out, Corey. I was telling the story about, even in my office, that Weldon Henson, they tried to slip a paper in to his sign-out papers after he'd served his 3 years in the Air Force, and they tried to slip a paper in with him re-signing back up. Also, they're trying to force people whose contracts say they're out to go back. They're calling high school kids up and saying, "You'll go to jail if you don't come sign up in the military." That's been on the news. I mean, how bad is this, Corey?
It's terrible. It's just not ending. I mean, they can't meet the requirements that they need. They have more reenlistment NCOs out there, more enlistment, more guys out there on the streets trying to recruit people. And it's just not working for them, because everyone, the American people, see how the Iraq war is progressing, how it's not going anywhere, how our soldiers continue to keep dying. And, you know, no one's signing up, and who could blame them? I mean, who would voluntarily want to sign up to fight in this war? I mean, it's unjust. It was built on lies, and we're losing more American lives and Iraqi lives. Everything, human lives are being lost every minute over there, and it's criminal.
Now, you've never really talked publicly on air, but if you could just briefly about, tell the listeners the same thing, just in a nutshell, of what you witnessed in your time guarding the hospital.
Oh man, guarding the hospital in Baghdad? Yeah, that was a rough time. I sat right there at the entry doors in Baghdad, in the medical city of Baghdad, because all their hospitals are centralized in one location. And my job was to sit at the emergency room doors and guard the emergency room from anybody who was trying to get in who might cause a problem. And that was probably one of the hardest things I ever had to do because, I mean, they would just wheel in, you know, body after body after body of Iraqi civilians, Iraqi children, families who were just blown to smithereens. There was houses collapsed on top of them because they accidentally bombed their house or bombed a nearby building, and that building fell onto their building. And, I mean, just seeing families just screaming at the top of their lungs, just asking why and asking, you know, why this is happening to them. I mean, that was probably the roughest thing, you know, I've really ever had to sit through. And at the same time, these fathers of our Iraqi children who would come in and they would say, you know, their children would pass me without an arm or without a leg or without half of their head. And then their father would sit next to me, who spoke English, and ask me, "Soldier, why are you doing this to my family?" And it's, you know, it's not the soldiers. It's just we're there doing our job.
And see, if I was an Iraqi, I'm sorry, even though you were a good guy, Corey, I would have just started attacking people. And I guess that's what the Iraqis are doing.
Well, absolutely. I mean, and Alex, I just want to say, if anybody ever invaded this country, it would turn out very much the same. You know, everyone is trying to defend their homeland and protect their little piece of life and livelihood. And what's going on over there is unjust. It's criminal. It was built on lies. I mean, we need to withdraw immediately. And real quick, just off on a subject, I'm down here and I read the Army Times newspaper, and it is just so full of propaganda, just feeding these soldiers the information that they want to hear. They're telling them that they're going to start withdrawing in January of this of the coming year.
They say that every year.
They keep telling them that they're going to get raises and that their benefits are going to get increased and da 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 da. And so many of these soldiers down here are really starting to wake up to it, and I mean, just really getting absolutely fed up. And just really, I mean, some of them, they don't know what to do. You know, they're totally lost. They know they don't want to go back.
By the way, you were telling me that you're seeing people you met in 2002, now that you're back with your unit, that are still there.
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, there's people that have been voluntarily extended, you know, for years now. Like I said, up to 2 years. And there's so many people that I know from when I was here years ago that are still here, still in the same position, still hoping that they can get out, still hoping that the military will release them. And, you know, some people, they just don't let go. And they just try to keep and fight and claw and hold everyone there.
Okay, I want to let you go because I know you're very busy, but first, just nutshell, go through what actually happened, when the police came, how they were called, how they were given the warrant, how they turned the lines off, all the things that happened, then what you witnessed once you got to Fort Drum. I mean, just give us a play-by-play nutshell.
Sure. I mean, sitting there Monday night, 10:45 at night, me and the guys are sitting around just watching TV, hanging out. I hear doom, 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 you know, the cop knock on the door. I went immediately to the door. I saw numerous sheriffs, at least four. I'm pretty sure there was five outside my door. Went outside to talk to them, see what was up. They said they had a warrant for my arrest. At that time, I started seeing an officer coming from the rear wood line of my house towards my house. He was in my backyard and in the wood line and coming towards me. And they all surrounded me, and they're asking me, you know, if I was AWOL and da-da-da-da. And I said, no, I have my paperwork. I took them into my house. I invited them into my house. I gave them the paperwork. They called, and they tried. They went through the paperwork, and they said, you know, that you still have an active warrant. We have to take you. So they took me. An hour later, I was in a jail cell in Otsego County Correctional Facility in a jumpsuit and everything. I sat there for a day and a half, and then Fort Drum came and picked me up. On my way up to Fort Drum, I pulled out my paperwork, and I started to talk to them about it. And these guys, the Department of the Army officer and the MP that came to escort me up to Fort Drum, were just simply blown away. I mean, just simply blown away. I mean, it's right there. I was given my DD-214 18 months ago. It's right there in black and white. I mean, so we got to Fort Drum. They immediately took the cuffs off me. They actually offered to buy me lunch. And so I'm sitting there. I'm talking to everybody, and all of a sudden, the phone just starts ringing. I mean, I'm sitting there, and the phone's ringing, the answering machine all of a sudden goes, "Hello, this is so-and-so from .com, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to get in touch with Corey Rowe to see if I can verify," and I picked up the phone, and I was like, "This is Corey Rowe." I mean, just the amount of phone calls they got, the captain in charge came in, and he's like, "Who are you?" He's like, "Who are these people calling for you?" And I was like, you know, I kind of helped make a little movie a little while ago, and they're people that are concerned with my well-being and other people's well-being like myself. But either way, I went, and I got a plane ticket immediately to fly out that afternoon. Flew from there to Boston, and from Boston down here to Kentucky. Came down to the base, and, you know, I'm down here just trying to take care of this, make sure it goes through the paperwork, make sure that everything's clear, and hopefully get back home before Lafferfest.
Now, just looking at this, the probability is, you got different branches of the government, that that little investigative trip up to the Northeastern Air Defense System with your car, with somebody else driving it from the crew, triggered calls made, and then somehow they trumped this up because the police say, yeah, we never have these warrants just appear. Then the military called us, and they won't say who that was, but then the arm that's military police and the deals with people that are AWOL or deserters, they're like, you're not a deserter. This is just absolutely amazing. And then Fox News admits they check at the base, and it is showing that you'd been honorably discharged. So was this just an attempt? I mean, I know you're trying to play it down and just end it. You just, you know, I mean, you always do that, Corey. Whenever she and other bad stuff's happening, you go, oh, everything's fine. But I mean, getting past that tendency, and I've seen that with so many other people I know, which is generally a good trait, but, you know, not to be a whiner. But this is pretty suspicious, Corey.
It is suspicious. But at the same time, I really don't feel that there was any nefarious purposes behind this. I believe that, you know, whatever happened with my car up at NEAB and them running my license plate and however that came back. But at the same time, I can't say that either because it's so crazy. But again, this is not an isolated incident. I am not the only person that they are doing this to. I mean, they're doing this to soldiers across the country who have been out of the service for years. They're doing everything.
Well, stay there right there for a minute. Weldon Henson could have just come into studio, but he's in the next room calling in. Weldon, obviously listening in the next room, wanted to comment on this, and I'm glad he did. Weldon, you're on the air with Corey Rowe.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. You wanted to comment? I mean, tell folks about how they tried to slip that into your sheet to re-up you.
Oh, well, no, it was more, you know, I did my 6 years, and of course, you know, you always...
6 years, okay.
And you go, and then they make it where you have to do your last 2 years of inactive reserve. Well, you know, I went to sign out the last day of my active status, and they tried to slide another year on that inactive reserve on me, and then when I pointed it out, at first they just were like, well, you know, what's the big deal? And I said, no, you need to change it, and then they act like it was, you know, they didn't see why I wanted to change.
Now, let's
you know,
be clear, like, they falsified the contract.
Yeah, basically. And I caught it, though, you know, because I've heard about, you know, you really got to pay attention to what you're signing, especially when you're getting out. Even when you're getting in, you know, anybody that's thinking about going in, you really got to pay attention because they will rake you over the coals, you know. So, but.
And that's the attitude and that's the mindset that they have. They're like, you know, what does it matter if you got an extra year in the inactive reserve? They're probably not going to call you anyway. They just like to have that attitude, like, you know, oh, it's no big deal. You know, we're just trying to, you know, screw you over right here, and it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. That's the mindset of some
that's
of these retention
mindset,
officers.
And I caught them on it, and then, you know, then they just were looking at it like I was crazy, like what? What's the big deal? I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't want to.
Well, Weldon, I want to get you on at least for 10 minutes later today before Jerome Corsi comes on, side issue, about everybody you know saying that they're gearing up with the aircraft carriers to attack Iran because you've got a lot of sources in the Air Force just getting out. Thank you, Weldon.
Oh, thank you.
You bet. There's Weldon Henson. Now, I'm going to have him in studio later today. I want him to just spend 5 minutes on what everybody in the Air Force is telling him. Because they're actually deploying for full tours now with the Air Force in countries triangulating on Iran, saying they're going in. In closing, Corey, again, I want to thank you for your courage, and I want to thank you for the great job on Loose Change Final Cut that is really getting polished up and some incredible interviews that we'll have you on later to talk about when we break all that. What are they saying how long it'll take for them to recheck your paperwork and finally get you out of there?
Well, there's a possibility I might even have to go to a different base to take care of this because right now they can't locate me in their system. So there's a possibility that I'm going to have to drive up to Fort Knox and go into their actual, that's where they house a lot of their files in their system and stuff. So there's a possibility I might have to drive up there next week. But hopefully this isn't going to take more than another week or two.
By the way, I've had a friend, an employee, arrested for an expired driver's license. And when he goes to court to fix it twice, they say it doesn't exist in the system here in Austin. So this is happening more and more where it just doesn't even matter. I mean, this is la-la land.
It is. It's crazy and criminal, Alex. And again, thank you everybody out there for all your support. I really got a chuckle out of the free Corey Rowe icons that I've seen all over the internet. And I appreciate everyone's support. And I love you all. God bless. And you're all in my prayers.
Do you think the phone calls got you out of Fort Drum quicker?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
All right, my friend. We'll check in with you next week as this develops. Are you back in uniform now?
I was in uniform this morning, but I've been released for the day. My company is already off, so I'm going to go jump in a pool somewhere.
All right, take care, my friend.
All right, you too. You too, Commander. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, there goes Corey Rowe. What a great guy. Oh, man, he is something else. All right, we're going to break and come back. He's going directly to the swimming pool where the young ladies are at. You can be absolutely sorry. He's something else, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we get back into the really serious, sad issue of Pat Tillman murdered by the government, murdered by the military. It's now Keith Huberman saying it, saying it looks like this is what happened. Looks like we've gone in the wrong direction. This is cold-blooded murder, that it goes all the way to the top. And next, you'll see the neocons say that Pat Tillman's a coward. You'll probably see, I'm not knocking fat people, I'm a little overweight myself, but you'll see the obese drug addict, Rush Limbaugh, probably calling him a coward and saying he didn't fight hard enough. You'll probably see that chicken hawk Karl Rove doing it, or George Bush. They're cowardly, degenerate, chicken-necked scum. And they're using our military and our police and our government to dismantle our republic, dismantle our borders. The same people running these illegal wars are doing it to kill our name worldwide while grabbing the oil and to set up a domestic police state here and get rid of our borders. You see that? They're the enemy. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. 1-877-9547.
Oh, yeah, Pat Tillman sure did. I'm one of the only survivors from Jessica Lynch unit who said, wait a minute, and some of the rescue team, wait a minute, she cowered in fear. It was these guys that fought the Iraqis 10-1. Well, that's not how the story goes. And if you speak out, you get double tapped to the head. Someone in a black uniform and black mask pops up with precision and double taps you. And it's just one thing to be able to double tap a target at 20 yards away with a rifle when you're not nervous. That's easy. But to murder someone, you see, to isolate from less than 10 yards away, shoot Pat Tillman 3 times in the forehead, see, getting around his helmet, his Kevlar helmet, to see first shoot him at about 30 yards away, when he falls down behind a rock, begins screaming, I'm Pat Tillman, cease fire, holds the hand up, they shoot that off, behave yourself, Pat, we're coming, and then, oh, you're going to pop up now, as they continue to fire on his position, and then shoot him in the head. And then make him the big hero, our fallen hero, Pat Tillman, who loved George Bush. Oh, yes, he is a fallen hero. There they are, Whitman, Price, and Haddad, basking in the Maui sun, their debt to society paid in full. And now, tonight, on The Running Man, who loves you and who do you love? Going for broke, it's the mad dog, Ben Richards, the brutal slayer of 50 men, women, and children, and he'll be facing Sub-Zero. I mean, that's literally what all this is. It is complete, total propaganda. I mean, if they'll kill the president right in front of everybody, they'll kill Pat Tillman. And he did write in his diary, because he had written to his mother that he had written this in his diary. We have copies of it here. His brother had written how they were going to come back and be anti-war. They had told his unit, that's even mainstream news, that, man, we need to get out of here as soon as possible. This is complete baloney. Because he wasn't stupid. He was there in Iraq and then Afghanistan. He was like, this is a complete joke. We're not here for these people. Guarding opium fields. And they murdered him. Now, I know it's old news here. And it's been hidden in plain view. But the point is now new Army reports from the doctors who had first complained of publications that they believed he was murdered. Now they've released that and the lawyers bragging about the cover-up and how they kept Army investigators out but didn't stop that colonel from first saying, we believe this was a homicide. The Army isn't all bad people. Not yet, see. That's why they can't have total martial law yet. They've got to sell you on being evil first. That's why law enforcement magazines and TV shows and all these role modeling programs teach you that evil and cheating and torture is good. And lying, and because we're doing it for a greater good. In Delta Force, doesn't matter if you pass all the physical and mental stuff. At the end, you've got to read Machiavelli's The Prince in 8 hours. And you've got to write then in another 8 hours a lengthy essay, and this is now admitted. Remember first hearing Limbaugh brag about it 10 years ago and how they understood In Justifies the Means and how much he loved Delta Force. Then I talked to some Delta Force people about it, and then I saw it in the news. And if they answer In Justifies the Means, being evil is good for a greater good, then they graduate. If they don't, sorry, you didn't make Delta. But if you'll go to Waco and murder children, you've made Delta Force, my boy. And, of course, later they flush the Delta Force people down the toilet, too. We'll be right back. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.